Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's Friday on DGS. Dave is out. He will be back on Monday, but we're doing all the normal Friday things. George Mahey's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Dave Murray at 3:30. Will tell us about the weather and hang with us through headlines. But the rest of us are here, the normal crew. And obviously, Dave will be back on Monday. Friday also means Alvin Reed joins us. What's up, Alvin? How are you?
You got it, man. You got it.
Yeah, good to have you.
Oh, man. Sorry I couldn't be here last week. I was out at the alma mater, KU. I'm on a board there for letter winners, and I toured the new, 60% of a stadium. We're doing one side first and the other side after this football season. Really nice, and had a good time. But I couldn't be here, so I missed you.
For everybody watching on the stream, I'm moving the camera so it doesn't look like I'm looking the opposite direction of Alvin the entire time.
Good plan. People turn their back on me all the time.
It's just a little awkward with that setup the way we are here with the chairs.
Hey, Wheels, do you mind if we give away
tickets? So we're going to talk about the bananas in a second, but we got Creed tickets to give away.
Yeah, we're giving away our second pair of Creed tickets of the day for everyone who's been patiently waiting for this. They're going to be at Thunder Ridge Nature Arena in Ridgedale, Missouri on August 2nd. Two tickets right now if you are caller number 5 to see Creed. 463-7900. That's 463-7900 to see Creed at Thunder Ridge Nature Arena in Ridgedale on August 2nd. Give us a call.
Now, one thing we don't have Savannah Bananas tickets because that sucker is sold out at Busch Stadium. You just go by there?
Yes. Can you explain that to me?
The phenomenon?
Yeah. I don't get it. Okay. Well, now, maybe I would say that it's an age thing, but at the same time, I've always appreciated the Harlem Globetrotters because I thought the Harlem Globetrotters showed that they had great skill at basketball. That could not be denied.
It's the same idea. Just elevated bigger.
Okay.
Because they're using more props. They're using music. They're dancing. They're, they'll wear their sleeveless shirts. Like they're doing a lot of things but it is the modern updated version of the Harlem Globetrotters. That's what it is.
All right. Now, if I were to be...
And in baseball, of course. Not
basketball. Yes, right. Yeah, we should point that out. When I learned in high school about radio, you do have to explain that. Yeah, exactly. All right. But there's merchandise tents everywhere.
It's huge.
So if you go to the game, you have to buy something?
Yeah.
I mean, they got that going on.
When I was a kid, I went and saw the Harlem Globetrotters. And they did have that stuff at the arena. Like they had t-shirts and things. Now, obviously, everything's elevated because it's 2025, not 1985 when I went and saw them. And it was Curly Neal and Babyface and Metalark Lemon and all those guys.
Because I saw them in 78 and 79. Yeah.
I saw them somewhere in the mid-80s. Yeah. I don't remember exactly when it was. And I loved it. When I was a kid, I was there as a kid. I thought it was fun. It was great.
I was, the first time I went, I think I was it was it would have been January. So I was 16. I was going to turn 17. Uh-huh. Like in September, just to give you an exact age frame. I didn't think I would like it as much as
I did. Oh, it was fun.
It was fun. It was.
And the banana. So the bananas are that. That's the if you want to just understand what are the Savannah Bananas. They're the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yes.
So they've taken, you know, they started being more creative in the when they were an independent minor league team. And that's what they are. They're an independent minor league baseball team.
Exactly.
So they're not affiliated. But to be they grew in popularity because they decided that their product was going to be fun. Not just baseball, but fun with baseball. Mm-hmm. So again, they'll do choreographed music routines. They'll have guys, you know, taking at bats on stilts.
Yes.
They're doing all kinds of fun rules, like in a foul ball, if a fan catches it on the fly, it's an out.
Yes.
Like things like that.
And I will also tell you this. There's a time clock, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I kind of get that. At least you feel like, okay, if it is a 2 hour, 2.5 hour, whatever it is, I don't know.
I don't either.
We're going to pack it with entertainment. Then it's over. You know, like, hey, everybody go home. And I could kind of, it just became this phenomenon where a ballpark is sold out.
I mean, they're selling out stadiums all across the country. They used to be based in Savannah, Georgia, and they are still based there.
Right.
But you could only, a few years ago, that's the only place you could see them, is to go there, plan a trip, and go. They are touring the country all the time. They're the modern Barnstormers. Yes. So maybe that's the better way to look at it for baseball. They're the modern Barnstormers, which is what a lot of the Major League Baseball players and the Negro League players did 100 years ago.
They got together, and then basically...
They would tour.
We have some of the best Negro League players in Negro League baseball, and we're coming to your town. And it'd be small towns.
Right.
But you're right.
You're right. But yes, this is much bigger.
Yeah, but parade and people would turn out and all that. Right, okay.
So it's the 2025 version of that. And I just saw Annie Fry in the hallway. She's going, and she asked me what I thought about it, because obviously everybody asks the baseball guy what he thinks when it's the Savannah Bananas. I love that they exist. I love that people enjoy them. It's not for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not for me. Right. I will not. If I go, I'm not going. But if I were to go, I would not enjoy it. Not because it's not because I have a problem with the clowning. It's because my enjoyment of baseball is the game.
It's the competition.
It's the chess match. And it doesn't have to be Major League Baseball. I love college baseball. I love minor league baseball. I think what they do with the Gateway Grizzlies, what the River City Rascals used to be when they existed. I really appreciate that because it's a great entry level thing for families, for kids to go to games and have a good time and not have to spend major league prices. I love all those things. But I don't need the show.
I don't need the show.
Yes.
And you probably run into this sometimes, that not they're really mad at me, although I could give you an example where they kind of were. But I manage both teams, and even the Cardinals were playing. I said, like, yeah, you know, if I was, you know, like I said, like, they should do this or do that. He said, like, well, aren't you for the Cardinals? I said, like, yeah, but I'm looking at this
playing
game.
Along,
I'll give you the example where people looked at me crazy. All right. But it actually happened. The series against San Francisco, I don't know, I think it might have been 2012.
Right, right.
So anyway, Barry Zito starts that game.
The Travis Ishikawa Homer series.
And you know, like, Barry Zito started that game here in St. Louis, and we were supposed to tear him up, but he somehow or other gutted out this really. So he comes up, and it's like, I don't know, first and third or whatever. And I said aloud, I said, like, if I were Boshi, I'd tell Zito to bunt and just run to first base and see what happens. And Zito lays down this bunt and gets a base hit and runs, and then everything fell apart. Next thing we know, we're going to San Francisco.
Right, right.
We know how that turned out. So Eric's like, God, man. And I said, why don't you just shut up? I'm intrigued by baseball. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I will say this. I do think that there are lessons that Major League Baseball could learn from the Bananas. I'm not saying adopt their things, but learn that, hey, people like fun.
Yes.
People like fun. So if there are reasonable ways to mix that, because your draw for Major League Baseball is that you have the best players in the world.
Yes.
And that's the draw. You don't need gimmicks to draw, but you can learn. And teams are figuring that out. Like they're allowing players to show more personality now. They're giving them some freedoms with like the different colors of bats and elbow guards and things like, so they're allowing more of it. And I think they need to keep learning those lessons, because you're the more fans you can draw, the more that they will then become like you and me.
Yes.
Where they're drawn to the competition and not just the show, but sometimes the show brings the new eyeballs.
Yes, and I do agree with you on that.
Yeah.
And you have to find a way to make it entertaining.
Yeah.
And I don't mind.
And by the way, they've done it.
Yeah.
Like the pitch clock has worked.
I was just going to say that.
You know, they Rob Manfred pointed this out. And by the way, I cannot wait for Rob Manfred to completely contradict himself in a year and a half when the labor stuff starts. Because in a year and a half, it's already starting. They'll be telling us on one hand how this isn't right, this economic system isn't fair, it's not working. And on the other hand, they're going to tell us about how great their ratings are, that their ratings are up double digits amongst fans 18 to 35 and all of these things. So they're going to tell us now about the wonderful growth of the game.
Right.
But when it's time to talk about the collective bargaining, they're going to be telling us how bad everything is.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah,
it's terrible. Yeah. Did you see the Cardinals game last night? No one was there. We're dying.
Yeah, all you need to do is add 8-9 wins a year and they'll be full. That's what you got to do.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not the economic system.
Oh, but, hey, you all, trust me. They win 15 straight games.
Hey, listen,
the middle of August, that place will be jam-packed.
Yeah.
By the way, the Royals, I went last Saturday, Royals and Mets. Now, it was, the heat index was like 115 degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
It was bad. All right. But was there. The game was not sold out. I bought one on a game time or but $85 ticket for 54, and that was including the fees. 11 rows from the Royals dugout.
Yeah.
I lasted 5 in the sun. Then I went to the air conditioned area.
I'm out.
Yeah. But so it isn't just here between scorching summer and this and that. Every ballpark is not filled every night, but I don't feel like baseball is hurt. And I'm sure you don't either.
Oh, no, it's not. I mean, they're going through challenges. They've got to figure out the TV stuff. Diamond Sports going bankrupt and the regional sports network struggling, that model struggling because of cord cutting.
Yeah.
It's not anything that baseball's done wrong. It's cord cutting. Cord cutting has hit the TV model, and now they're figuring out a new model, which is why now you can, for example, you can pay if you're, through Amazon Prime, pay to watch the Cardinals. That's because a lot of people don't have cable anymore. They don't have satellite anymore.
Right.
The old model is just being updated. They'll have that sorted out in a few years.
It's
not going to take that long. The demand is there. Attendance is strong. Ratings on national broadcasts are up across the board. Numbers with young fans are up across the board. They're fine, but they do need to sort out the model. They need to fix the way that's done.
Okay, remember when Oregon busted...
And they need to revenue share more.
I agree. Now, remember when Oregon busted out the electric glide and green uniforms? Now, think about how many years ago that was.
Oh, yeah. Okay? 20 years ago.
But 20 years ago. And I did the... I can't believe this.
You did the grumpy old man, get off my lawn.
Pretty much. And like I said,
now
I'm
everybody's
still
doing
connected
it.
With the program like at KU and have covered college football. I know a lot of people still. And you know what somebody told me? He said, like, Alvin, it's not for you.
No.
And for some reason, that was the exact phrase that was presented to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those moments where, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
And so get off of that horse, Alvin, and just... understand that this isn't about you. This is about an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah,
and now you're far removed from 18, Alan.
Absolutely.
And so I learned off that.
You want to hang out for a second?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we will do it. You're our left-handed hitter on the politics side. Mike Gilliam's our right-handed hitter.
Right.
We haven't gotten anything. I want to talk a little bit about the St. Louis region and something that Rachel brought up at the end of last hour I thought was really interesting. So I want to bring that up with you in a minute.
Absolutely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today. Little soldier.
We got our bananas talking with Alvin Reed. Alvin joining us on Fridays as he normally does. Reach asked me a question at the end of the hour because I grew up in Detroit, and we had a flashback Friday note that in 2012, Detroit was the first major U.S. city to declare bankruptcy. And then Rach followed up, right? You asked, how's it doing now, right? Something along those lines?
Yeah, like have they been able to turn it around? I do want to say it was 2013.
2013,
was
sorry, not 2012,
ago.
But 12 years ago.
I apologize if I misspoke earlier.
I probably just repeated it wrong.
It's all right.
I'm sure you read it correctly and I repeated it incorrectly. But either way, it was like 12 years ago.
Right.
And Rach asked, well, I'm from there, of course, and I was back up there this past weekend. That's where I was for a family reunion. My parents still live up there. My sister, brother-in-law all live up there. And we went to a Tigers game on Friday night, went downtown. Downtown is hopping, man. Now, that's just the entertainment district. I can't speak for the whole city because I didn't tour the whole city. But down there, you've got 4 sports teams, 3 arenas. You know, you got 1 arena for football and basketball, the football stadium. I'm sorry, for basketball and hockey, the football stadium, the baseball stadium. Fox Theater's right there, and it's always been there. Tons of restaurants. Casinos are right down the road. It's really bumping. And if you look at, you know, the coverage of the city over the last couple of years, been a lot of businesses. Dan Gilbert's a Detroit native. He's big in the mortgage business. He's invested a lot of money in downtown. A lot of other businesses have come back. One of the things they did to help with that was they made a big commitment to public safety. And in the last few years, they've hired like 700 police officers. And they've been kind of going through the rebuilding of a big city. So the main things seem to be financial investment from the corporate world, public safety, and improving the schools.
Absolutely. And a lot of that investment, Dan Gilbert bought a lot of properties, and they are investing
and
in,
like,
I own it. So thus, if you want to have a business here, we'll work it out, whatever. But also some of that investment money, like, you know, we have this foundation, whoever helps pay the Chief Robert Tracy's salary here. There are things like that in Detroit that where those proceeds go to the establishment of hiring police officers or hiring police officers at a higher amount of pay.
They got the ARPA money.
Yes.
They got $100 million of it. And according to, this is from the White House website, so this is from the previous administration, of course, but they were trumpeting this, said with $100 million from the ARP, from the ARPA funds, they funded critical hiring and technology upgrades to keep crime rates down. So it's tech too. It's not just bodies.
Right.
And used all this money to give bonuses to every sworn officer that and every police assistant during COVID to recognize all the. So what they did was take the money and stuff that we have not done anything with yet.
Right. I agree with you. And I will tell you this. This goes.
Now we don't. We have all the Rams money too.
Yes. Right. And this goes beyond going back further number of years. Dave Bing was the mayor, former Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, yeah.
Beloved up there.
Hey, the mayor there now was a guy that he graduated from my high school.
Right.
And guess what? He's an independent.
Yeah.
He is not a Republican, not a Democrat. He's running right down the middle, and he's trying to just make things better.
And what Dave Bing did, and what put him on the opposite side of many people that supported him, was, quite frankly, he raised a lot of land. He bulldozed a lot of neighboring
stuff. Dead buildings. Yeah,
that was near downtown. He said, because like, if we clear this out, we could start all over right here. And it makes it easier to draw investment if there's nothing there as opposed to fix this
broken down
raggedy
buildings.
Stuff
yeah.
up. Right. You know, there's something to be said for that. I've mentioned
there's
this.
There's the visual of it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've mentioned this several times on Dining Brook, and I get feedback on it. And said, so you're just saying tear down North St. Louis? I'm not saying that.
No.
I'm saying that you could strategically say if it's 25% gone, that means 25% there, that means 75% of it is gone. So maybe we start all over right there. You know,
and again, that's not no two cities are exactly alike, but it is an example of a big city that was in big trouble.
Huge trouble.
State took over the schools.
Yep. Huge trouble.
I think the state took over the police at one point, but that was a long time ago.
Right.
They filed for bankruptcy.
Yes. And I've written a couple of columns on this going back a number of years. But anyway, I had said, like, the city that should have done that next was East St. Louis. I said, East St. Louis should declare bankruptcy, and then East St. Louis, and there is record of cities, not that size, but cities doing this. Sell yourself.
Mm.
Okay, you got to keep the historic stuff, we got to keep the churches, but hey, let's flip it over, and let's start all over again. Well, then you'll drive out all the historic people. It's like, no, you make them the offer, A, they can't refuse, or B, there's going to be a house for you, there's going to be an apartment for you.
Right.
Okay? That's all you got to do.
None of it's easy, but based on Rach's question and that point in history, there is something to do.
There is something to do. And, you know, I lived in Lansing for a little more than 2 years, and we'd go down to Detroit. You went to Old Tiger Stadium, which was a dump, by the way. But also, man, what was
going
on?
That area was bad,
that
too.
That area was bad. You think it's bad?
That was no joke.
We were serious, and I'm an open-hearted.
Yeah.
I'm a good guy. Day games only.
Alvin, thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
After 3:30, DGS, Dave out for the day, back on Monday. Well, one Dave is out. The other Dave is with us. Dave Murray, of course, joining us. And Dave, I want to start this off. We got a viewer on the stream named Mitch. I don't know if you can see it on your screen. I don't know if you're logged in or not, but you're obviously on the screen with us. But he says, who loves Dave Murray? My favorite time of the day is I used to hear this coming home from high school every day. Mitch has been asking about you, Dave, all day. He cannot wait this moment. So now you're here.
Mitch, thank you, Mitch.
Mitch, meet Dave. Dave, meet Mitch.
That means a lot. It really does mean a lot to me.
And Mitch also had his wisdom teeth out today. So he's feeling pretty good. No, he's not.
Yeah.
I'm actually quite honored that Mitch had his wisdom teeth out and has decided to spend the afternoon watching the stream.
Yeah, good man. Yeah.
It's really nice.
I still have mine. I've never had my wisdom teeth.
Oh, yeah? I waited way too long to do it. Like, I should have done it in high school or college, and I always but then I got to miss baseball games and stuff. And I don't do that. And then I waited until I was in my 30s, and it was the worst. It was a stupid idea to wait because it was not a great recovery.
I've been lucky, knock on wood, so far.
I don't have any wisdom teeth.
What? You were born without them?
I was born without them. That's what the dentist says. So I guess I'm just not wise.
Lucky you. You're not wise.
Yeah.
No wisdom at all.
I know it's probably quite unpleasant to have them taken out, but I don't know. They give you the fun drugs.
Well, the problem is the procedure's fine because you're out. You're out.
Yeah.
And then the immediate aftermath, you're just loopy and you say stupid things.
Yeah.
And I think I reclined the car seat onto my kid's legs. It was a lot bad because I didn't know what I was doing. And I know for a fact that I was telling everybody with the cotton still stuffed in my mouth, oh, no, I feel pretty good. I feel fine. I feel good. It's great. Yeah. You don't say that two or three days later.
No.
When your mouth
when
is still bleeding and it's still
everything's
hurts.
Worn off.
Yeah. Yeah. That sucks.
You're on your own now.
So good luck, Mitch. All right, Dave. So before we get to the weather, we were kicking around an idea that we wanted to run by you.
Oh, boy.
We think there should be a Dave Murray weather app. We were like, we can't trust these other ones.
Put it together.
And we can't trust these other ones, but we trust Dave. So the only alternative to that, Dave, is me texting you every time I want to know what's going on.
That's true. That's true.
Can
Just
I do that?
Dave does.
That was what Dave does. It must be nice. You know what? I'm going to take this guy that's really great and been doing this forever. I'm just going to ask him. That's great.
I really have. Absolutely, because most apps are just going to feed the computer model back to you.
Right, that's what they do.
And I don't want to do that. I would not want to do
that. Gotcha.
And been retired now for going on almost 7 years and not about to take that on.
All right, so you don't need that.
I love working with you guys.
You don't need that app money. You just do it on KMOX and
that's right.
97.1 and we're all good.
And they don't pay me anything for doing this either. So.
Dave's like, you just love all of us, don't you?
That's right. That's the only reason.
All right. So what are we looking at? It sounds like it's going to be hot and wild a little bit for the next few days.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear this forecast at all. Let's start with what's going on right now. There's a little batch of thunderstorms, not severe. It's out in St. Charles County, especially northwest St. Charles County. It's just kind of drifting around. It's near Wentzville, Flint Hill, and pushing towards Chain of Rocks and St. Paul. But again, it's just kind of drifting. There's another little kind of dying batch of showers along the Mississippi River to our south, goes all the way down to Fredericktown. But that's kind of where we are right now. There's not a lot of action, but it's very humid. So there's still a chance of a little scattered thunderstorm with heavy rain and lightning as we go through the evening. Evening temperatures in the 80s. But as we like to say, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. And the humidity is quite extreme out there. 75 for the low. Saturday still looks like the transition day, but we're going to jump really quickly. Partly sunny, hot and humid, maybe a spot afternoon storm. 94 for the high on Saturday. Just to give you an idea, we're 85 right now. Heat index 105. Ugh. The record, not even close to a record, 106 from 1934. Also, an extreme heat warning goes into effect Saturday afternoon and runs through at least Wednesday, July 23rd. I guarantee that's going to be expanded, but that's kind of in the scope of things right now. Saturday night, it's warm, it's humid, only 77 for the low. The city probably doesn't get out of 80 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny, hot and humid, a spot thunderstorm, 95. The record Sunday is 110 from 1934. That was a beast of a year. Very warm and humid Sunday night, 77. Monday, partly sunny, hot and humid, a spot thunderstorm, 96. The record on Monday is 106 from 1901. And if we're going to touch 100 degrees or even go over, which we have a shot of doing this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, three shots, probably include Friday. Last time we were over 100, 102 degrees, last August on the 27th of 2024. Hottest on record? Anybody want to take a stab at it? You guys should know this.
Was it the like 20s?
112.
It was 1954.
Okay. I knew there was the bad one that you always talk about. I couldn't remember what exactly year that was.
Man.
Go ahead, take a shot. Would you say 112, Wills?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'll say 113.
Oh.
Okay. I'll say 114.
Oh, you see. You should have built up one more degree. After 115.
Wow.
115 degrees.
Wow. Okay, so, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, in 54, again. Whew. Almost no AC throughout St. Louis.
Okay.
Beast.
So,
just a beast.
I don't know if this falls under weather or if this just falls under science, but so how does, like, say, 110, 115, if you're on a city street and it's cement, blacktop, is that hotter in that than, say, if you were off on the grass in the shade? I'm asking this because as a baseball coach, we play on a lot of artificial surfaces.
Right.
And if you took a field temperature, let's say it's 96 degrees outside, like the air temperature, the field temperature and what's radiating off that is usually more like 112.
Yeah.
And when I was in college in South Florida, we had the old, like, Busch Stadium 2, Whitey Herzog, Whitey Ball, like, AstroTurf.
Yes.
And, you know, on a 95-degree day, it would say 115, 118 on that surface.
Yes. I remember a couple of games where I think the air temperature, which is, you know, measured about several feet off the ground.
Okay.
You don't want direct sun on that. You want it shaded. So that's how we take the air temperature. But I remember it had to be like 99 degrees air temperature and the field was 122.
Yes.
That was the hottest I ever recall.
Man. Like, that's real, man. That's not like...
That is real.
So
yeah.
How high does that go? Like, so let's say it. So on the field, because we used to put the... what do you call it? The meter down on the ground and in college, and it would be like 115, 118, 120 on the hot days. That's right at ground level. How high up does that go?
You take a look at like old Busch Stadium, that because there's not a lot of wind that circulated through that thing. I mean, it's going to go past your height.
Oh, no wonder it felt like an oven, because it was.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Then this heat coming up. It's the hottest time of the year. It happens almost every year.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we kind of get used to it. This is kind of, I call it like the good old days. This is an extension of the Bermuda High that usually forms around Bermuda, and it expands westward and it'll go all the way to the eastern slopes of the Rockies this time of year. And then it just locks in, just doesn't go anywhere. And that's our worst heat and humidity here in St. Louis when that happens. So enjoy, everybody. Mitch, I want you to really enjoy that.
brace yourselves for what is coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, you're the bringer of pain today.
Okay. I just give the stuff. If you
that's
consider
true.
If you give it good, you want it to be good, that's what then you'll like it. If
yes.
you think it's bad, think it's bad.
It's all a matter of viewpoints.
But it's going to be correct.
Yeah. No, that's what we count on you for, Dave. Rach, do you want to do a few headlines here or do you want to do those later on?
Oh, let's do a couple.
All right, let's do a few.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. I feel like I just said Schnucks really weird three times in a row.
Sounded all right.
It's one of those words, one of those names. It's like, am I saying that correctly? I say it every day, but sometimes it's like, that one sounded weird. Okay, Netflix is using AI effects for the first time to cut costs. This is for a television show out of Argentina, a science fiction show called The Eternaut.
I watched that show, and it's awesome.
Is it good?
The Eternaut is really good. Highly recommend. E-T-E-R-N-A-U-T.
Did you...
It is in Spanish, so you've got to read the subtitles or understand Spanish.
Were you picking up on any AI? Like, oh,
I mean, the effects were, to me, the effects were better than I would have expected based on what the budget looked like. Okay. Like, it looks like a pretty ordinary, like, international show. It's not like big sci-fi, like, War of the Worlds type thing. But that's really what it is. It's essentially a War of the Worlds type storyline. And the effects were, I thought, pretty good. But definitely looked better than I would have expected based on how it seemed to be budgeted.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
The Cardinals TV viewership is up, but attendance is down compared with the 2024 season. I'm sure you guys have talked about this a lot on the sports shows. Just thought that was kind of interesting, though, that, you know, people are still watching the Cardinals, even if they're not showing up to the games.
Well, I mean, you know, we all know the difference between being interested in something and then also being willing to pay for that same thing. Mm-hmm. And the Cardinals knew this going into the year. That's why they did what they did. In fact, they talked about this last winter, like, hey, you know, we expect the crowds to be down because we haven't been winning and we're going to try to win. But, you know, we understand that's the dynamic and fans are voting with their voices. Or sorry, with their wallets and their voices. If you're listening to the Redbird Rush Hour, Dave, you'll hear the voices on that too.
Billy Joel has a new HBO documentary coming out, and he just had one mandate for the filmmakers, which was just tell the truth. Now, there are some personal topics that aren't going to be touched, including his struggles with alcohol, but they cover his entire career, his life, his legacy. And it looks like it debuts today on HBO Max. If that's the kind of thing you're into, check it out. Speaking of
entertainment. I would like that, but I don't have Max. Or HBO now. It's HBO.
Yeah, it's HBO. Yeah, it's. I think they had to reload the app, and I think it's HBO Max again. He's hit two of them,
He's hinting that he wants one of our logins.
Yeah,
Dave. We'll put you
I just so wish I could watch
it. I tell you, Wheels, here's the deal. You could text me and want weather information all the time. Just send me your password.
Ah, we got a trade. I'll add you to the family plan.
There you go.
Let's do one more story here. Since we're already talking about entertainment stuff, Basic Instinct is getting an anti-woke reboot. The screenwriter for the 1992 original has signed a $4 million deal to write a reboot for Amazon MGM Studios. It's not clear whether or not Sharon Stone's going to be returning, but the screenwriter says the reboot will be, quote, anti-woke, so you don't have to worry about any of that woke stuff.
So basically, they just want to do another movie with a lot of nudity.
That's what that movie was about.
Yeah, is the argument that the first one was woke? Because I don't recall Basic Instinct being terrifically woke.
No, well, first of all, woke was not a thing at that time. All right, so it's basically just going to be true to the original?
You know, you guys are bringing up an interesting idea. They should, every time they do a reboot, they should either make a woke thing anti-woke or an anti-woke thing woke.
Yeah.
You should just completely
do the opposite.
That would actually be interesting. I would actually want to tune into that kind of
anti-woke Barney.
Dave, thanks. Have a good weekend.
You got to be safe out there.
DGS on Friday, Dave back on Monday. The rest of us are here. George Mahey's going to join us after the top of the hour. Matt Pauly will be here later on. Not on this show, but he's coming in. We'll have Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock. The two of us will do that. And then he's got a little sports open line, actually a lot of sports open line, before we get to Cardinals pregame. And the Cardinals take on the Diamondbacks tonight. So it's 7:45 for the pregame show, 8:40 for the first game back after the All-Star break. So that's what's coming up as we go through the rest of the day. I am trying to find my HBO Max password to send to Dave Murray.
Well, I don't think they're going to let him use it. They've been cracking down on
sharing. No, I'd have to
add
him. I'm going to add him. No. Like, we have a family plan. I wonder if I could add one more. I got to check. I don't know how many we're allowed on the family plan.
But still, since he's not in your household?
Well, like, the people we share with are not in the household, but we are paying to have multiple sign-ins.
Okay, gotcha.
Right, so I got to see if I have an extra spot is what I got to do. Because, man, that would be a great privilege just to be like, hey, Dave,
That's a flex.
Tell me the real. I know. Then I can just use that as a brag. Mm-hmm. I can walk around St. Louis and be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to check the weather. I'm going to text Dave Murray. He's going to give me the. It'd be like if I were to be like, hey, you want the latest on the Cardinals? I'm going to text Mo right now and get the.
And he's going to
answer me. Ooh, I wonder if Mo would make that trade for an HBO Max sign in.
Guessing not.
He probably has it already. Or doesn't have the time to watch it. Although, he's going to be wrapping up the career here in a couple of months, so maybe he'll have time after that.
Time to binge some TV shows.
I'm going to have to run into him
at the
ballpark.
Time for Mosaic to finally finish Girls.
Mo, if I... That just caught me off guard. You're going to have to be like, so, if I were to add you to the family plan, could you give me dirt leading up to the trade deadline? Something tells me that's not going to work.
Probably not.
But I can try. Nah, I wouldn't try that.
Did you see that Stephen Colbert got canceled, Wheels?
I did not. Like, canceled show or canceled?
Canceled show.
Oh, really?
Yep. I guess that's the late show. Mm-hmm. I can't keep it.
I don't watch any of them or follow any of the news related to any of them, so.
Yeah, he announced last night it's going to go through May of 2026, and then CBS is shutting it down.
Wait. They're shutting it down, but you're going to do another year?
Yeah, I don't know if that's like contracts.
It's
got to
be
stuff,
a contract thing.
But
yeah.
They're saying it's like a purely financial decision, but people at CBS are suspecting that this has something to do with that settlement with Donald Trump over the 60 Minutes lawsuit. Like, that's why CBS doesn't have enough money to pay for these.
Oh, I thought
things.
It meant more that, like, they don't like him, so they were like, yeah, get rid of this guy, too, as part of the deal.
I mean, that could very well be happening, like, under the table. Just thought that was kind of interesting. Mm. I've never watched a second of Stephen Colbert's show. But a lot of acquaintances and friends online today, very broken up about this news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.